Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Hassan Diab declared Wednesday a day of mourning in Lebanon after a powerful blast devastated the port in the capital city of Beirut, killing at least 73 people and injuring more than 3,700. Officials said they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crews work their way through rubble of damaged buildings and people search for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun called for an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. And U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. The WHO is blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are also more likely to go out to their jobs, to the beach or bar, or shopping. The United States, France, Germany, Spain, Japan among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year Afghan war, America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated 5 Afghan military bases. The deal for an all-American and all and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by next July in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. Tropical storm Isis is tearing across central New York State and New England after quickly moving through the mid-Atlantic region of the U.S., leaving at least 4 people dead. Isis came ashore in Ocean Isle, North Carolina, Monday night late as a Category 1 hurricane. It quickly moved up the coast, losing some force as it drifted inland, but leaving behind floods, downed trees, and power outages. Forecasters say Isis will rapidly lose steam as it moves farther inland and weaken to a post-tropical depression as it blows into Canada. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo promising to protect Hong Kong pro-democracy campaigners who have fled the city and denounced China after Beijing said that police had ordered the arrest of overseas activists. Chinese state media said that Hong Kong police had ordered the arrest of 6 pro-democracy activists living in exile on suspicion of violating a tough new security law that bans subversion and other perceived offenses. Hong Kong police refused to comment on the charges. The United States has denounced the law and said it would end special treatment for Hong Kong, to which Beijing promised freedoms before Britain. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for national unity against what he called evil and dark forces. In a televised address, the president blamed opposition groups, whom he described as terrorists, working with outsiders for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.